You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Saskatchewan is about to pass comprehensive legislation that could affect labor relations all across the country. The Saskatchewan Employment Act, also known as Bill 85, is expected to be passed by the end of the spring session. Opponents fear a serious erosion of union power and an even more fundamental attack on workers' rights. Both sides of the debate agree that Bill 85 leaves the door open to U.S. right-to-work-style laws, laws that make compulsory union membership illegal. Larry Hubick is president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor, and he's joined me by phone from Saskatchewan to discuss Bill 85. Hello, Larry, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning, Mordecai. I'm glad to be on.
In general terms, what's in this Bill 85?
Well, what it is it's an omnibus piece of legislation that sweeps in 12 previously separate pieces of legislation, and it includes occupational health and safety, labor standards, industrial relations, which would be, in our case, the Trade Union Act. There are a variety of smaller companion pieces of legislation that deal with specific bargaining unit arrangements, as well as what's called the Construction Industry Labor Relations Act, which is a guide and the legislation that governs unionization in the construction sector. So it's pretty comprehensive and wide sweeping.
When you say an omnibus bill, it reminds me of the federal government and their budgets. Is it a bit like that, too much in too short a time?
Yeah, and there are similarities there too as well. The government introduced a discussion paper a year ago, actually on May the 1st, so we're almost to the one-year anniversary, and then provided for 90 days of consultation around this discussion paper that identified a number of areas that the government was considering. Many of them were, right out of the Michigan playbook, as I would describe it, and so we set to doing an analysis of this. We submitted comprehensive submissions and briefs, and after the 90-day period, the government then said that they were crafting a new bill. They had created a minister's advisory committee on labor relations and workplace safety that was supposed to go through the submissions, go through the intention of the government, and then help inform the crafting of legislation. Surprisingly, on the 2nd of December, I believe it was, or very early in December, when the legislature reconvened, the government tabled a new bill. This is Bill 85, which is this comprehensive omnibus bill that takes previously 900 pages of labor legislation, specific labor legislation, and consolidates it into one bill of less than 200 pages. So it's a massive rewrite of labor law that's taken decades to build in this province, and we have some significant concerns about that.
Well, what does this legislation mean for quite basic workers' rights?
Well, it does erode things like the standard 8-hour day. Previously in the province of Saskatchewan, if there was a need to have an averaging period in non-unionized workplaces, there was a requirement that the employer get a ministerial permit to deviate from standard hours of work. That requirement seems to have been softened. The government has now decided in the new bill that the standard work day could be 10 hours, so they wouldn't have to pay overtime until after 10 hours in a day. And we see that as being an erosion of a real standard piece of legislation that our ancestors fought for. We fought for the 8-hour day, and people should be entitled to additional compensation when they work beyond that, particularly in the non-union environment where they don't have the ability to negotiate, comprehensive averaging provisions and the commensurate remuneration that goes along with those kinds of packages. And so that's one, and there's another number of changes to the Trade Union Act equivalent, which redefines employee, which changes the structure of scope lines with respect to definitions of supervisor, and the list goes on and on and on. We've been analyzing that legislation for months, and every time we look at it, we see something new. So it's very, very concerning. And there's a whole bunch of references to yet-to-be-determined regulations. As a matter of fact, 350 references in the new bill to prescribed regulations that are not yet prescribed. And so it is really, really problematic because the legislation will be passed with a whole bunch of information about it unavailable to people to determine what it actually means.
And that will then be determined arbitrarily by the government.
Well, the rule with regulations is that, unlike legislation, it doesn't require the scrutiny of the legislature before it's passed. So regulations can be drafted by the cabinet and passed and become effective without the need for public input or legislative scrutiny. So that is very, very concerning.
So much for democracy. What concerns do you have about union membership? There's some comment, I gather, that it could be significantly reduced by this bill.
Well, there have been a couple of modest changes to the application provisions for applying for trade union certification. The government has proposed in the new legislation that there would be an opportunity for voluntary recognition, which is kind of contradictory to the changes that they made to the Trade Union Act the last time they did a review of it, where they went from what we used to have in Saskatchewan, which was a system that allowed for union certification if there was a card majority. In other words, enough people signed up for the union, they could automatically be certified. And they now require a mandatory vote in every certification, and they say this is ensuring democracy in the workplace. But the new bill says, oh, but we don't need to have a vote for a union if the boss agrees. So if workers want a union, we need to have a vote, but if the boss says this, the union's okay, then there's no vote required. So we think that kind of flies in the face of the need to have a democratic vote in the workplace about whether or not a union should come in, because what we're concerned about, obviously, is employer-friendly unions who have been influenced unduly by the employer, and who are they really representing in that situation, the workers or the boss? So those are kind of some of the examples of some of the challenges that we're seeing with this new legislation.
In terms of the right to bargain collectively, are there any changes there?
Well, in terms of workers' right to unionize, there haven't been, although there would be more people excluded from the ability to unionize by virtue of a change in the definition of what constitutes management. And so they've broadened that category, and by virtue of that broadening would take, you know, thousands of people out of the right to be union members in the first place. And so we're very concerned about that. In the initial documentation, the initial consultation paper, the government had mused about eliminating the RAND formula and allowing individuals to opt out of union membership. There was a significant pushback by the labor movement in the consultation process, and those two particular pieces didn't materialize in the new bill. I guess the government thought better of going down that road, and those are the right to work for less types of legislative initiatives that the government has decided, at least for now, that they're not going to go down that road.
Now, this kind of anti-worker and anti-union rewriting of legislation, are similar things happening in other places besides Saskatchewan?
Well, I haven't seen specific legislation tabled. But I do know that there have been politicians musing about it. For instance, and you would have to talk to folks who are in Ontario to get a better flavor of that, but I know that one of the candidates for leadership or for the premier in Ontario is the Conservative Tim Hudak, who is actively campaigning to bringing in right to work legislation in Ontario as well. There's been rumors that there have been politicians like Pierre Poilievre from the Harper government who has said that they want to see these kind of changes at a federal level in the Canada Labour Code. So there are those kinds of comments being made by predominantly hard right conservative politicians, and so there's a heightened awareness in the labor movement, in the unions, about ensuring that workplaces are fair and that the rights of citizens aren't eroded by politicians who are letting their ideology get in the way of good common sense and good public policy.
Does that translate into public campaigns, or are these simply within union officials and comments in private, one could say?
Well, they're multifaceted. Obviously, the first thing that needs to happen is that the dialogue and discussion has to happen inside the membership of organizations that are being affected by these changes. But the changes affect a broad base of the public, and it affects every worker in the country, particularly if your rights are being eroded and your ability to exercise your constitutional right to freedom of association, which allows you to join a union and is guaranteed by our charter. That is a discussion that we need to have in the broad public. And so those kinds of conversations are starting. They're happening to varying degrees in different provinces, depending on the aggressive nature of the government or the aggressive nature of the politicians that want to be government in those jurisdictions. Obviously, we're a bit more advanced in Saskatchewan in that dialogue. I know that there's a campaign going on in Ontario, and I think we're going to see more and more of this across the country as unions identify these concerns for the public, to ensure that we have a fair labor legislation in this country that respects workers' rights.
Well, thanks for speaking with us this morning, Larry. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Mordecai. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. I've been speaking with Larry Hubick. Larry is president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor.
This podcast was produced by the Red Eye Collective in Vancouver, BC. If you live in the Vancouver area and are interested in creating alternative radio with us, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at redeye@coopradio.org.